stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Gridiron updates. Championship weekend. Yes, I'm still going to rock the Vikings flag. No, they are not playing in the championship this weekend.
No,
but that's all right.
But we're done mourning and we've moved on. Now we're
acceptance.
Yeah, it was a morning episode for us last episode. But we're back. So whatever. Rob, thanks for being back again, of course.
Thank you. It feels good to be back. You know, it's at a crunch time right now. We got a couple of fun little games this week. A little weather played into it. A couple classics.
For sure.
It was good. It's going to be fun to talk about.
Yeah, some great action. You went crazy with the, what did you say, the all 22?
Yeah, I was all 22 Rob this week. I went hardcore.
If he comes out with some crazy stuff and we don't know, you know.
Yeah, I got a couple notes.
Yeah. Rachel, welcome back. Probably the best looking one on the show
this week. By far. Wow, thanks. Appreciate it.
I know, because I'm here.
It's got to be my throwback. That's got to be why.
Yeah. Nice throwback for our Spotify listeners. She's rocking the Dion jersey.
Prime time.
Had to.
And then, of course, to my left here, we got Dom back for another week. What's up?
Hey, it's good to be back. Great games this weekend. And,
Except for our Vikes. But
it's unfortunate, but it's part of
the season.
Hey,
we're moving on.
Acceptance. Like I said, we're acceptance.
Yep. Acceptance. With that, Kev, let's head right, not waste any time, and just head right into our divisional round recaps. And the first game, Houston traveling to Kansas City. Always a tough place to play in Arrowhead, which, you know what, I just found out a funny story really quick about Arrowhead today.
Okay, make it quick.
From a meta reel. Well, excuse you. I run the show here, buddy. I'm going to cut you off on one of your takes. Now I'm wasting time. No, like the owner of the Chiefs back in, well, I don't know, whenever the heck they built Arrowhead in the 70s or something.
Gotcha.
He built like a three-story like living space inside. I guess that's like super rare. Like no other stadium's really done that, other than like the Astrodome had one too.
And like the jail in Philly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, normal stuff. I thought it was cool. I was like, that'd be, you know, if you own the team and you just live at the house you built, you know what I mean?
That's cool. But,
yeah, I don't know.
Old
whatever.
School thought process, you know?
Right. Yeah. But anyway, Chiefs getting the dub, moving on.
Big dub.
Big dub.
Right, moving on. I mean, elephant in the room. People are complaining about the refs. I didn't see a ton. I mean, there's a couple calls, right? There were.
Only one big call really comes to mind is the rough in the passer when he didn't even get hit by them and they hit each other. But at the same time, you gotta look at the ref's point of view where he's seeing it. At the angle that it looks like Patrick Mahomes is getting killed.
For sure. I'm just more speaking on like everybody like, oh, it's the Chiefs and the refs against the league. Like, I mean, there was moments throughout the season, but then like I saw some Jay Jettas questionable PIs throughout the season. I've seen some other questionable things. And I'm just like, nah, I think it's, you know what I mean? I just kind of want to shut that down. You know, people are freaking out about the refs that they won this game. And it's like, nah, truly they did not.
I guess the really interesting when you watch all 22, you get no commentary. So it's just like straight, just the data.
Right.
So you don't get like, oh, I don't know if that was questionable. I saw, you know, you don't get like a second opinion. So you just form your own opinion. And
So what's your opinion on that part, watching the all 22 yesterday?
Well, it's just more that like the roughing the passer. The first one, I mean, Will Smith has got to put the hands in the chest. What? Too high. You know that.
That one's legit. The first one's legit. Yeah.
And then the second one, I'm like, well, that's back to me. Like, we need to get rid of sliding out of the dang league. You become a runner punt, so you get past the line of scrimmage. Or have some kind of, like, two-step rule where it's obviously defined that you're sliding way before the defender even has a chance to take your head off. Because that play was a little iffy. But in general, I thought the game, but even after that play that they called that was a first down play. They still went down 60 yards and scored a tutty right after that.
No,
so
they still were dominant.
You know, so like I thought the Chiefs played an excellent game.
They did, and they were dominant. Like offensively, they were dominant, but more for me, like defensively, they were dominant. Like their third down pressure, even like the couple fourth down pressures they brought, I mean, just ridiculous by Kansas City defense. And I mean, better than what I was expecting. Like, I thought, you know, the Texans were going to be able to handle that a little bit. But, I mean, that D-line was just punishing them.
Yeah, Patty Holmes looked good. Kelsey looked good. Rachel, did you get to see much of Mr. Kelsey, you know, going for a buck 17 on a in a tutty of seven catches?
I saw that. I saw him make some great catches, typical.
Yes, he did.
And he came through when they needed him.
What do you make of the Mahomes touchdown as he's falling forward? Like, just I can't imagine how difficult that is. And he put it right on the money.
I don't know how he does this stuff. It's just magic. I don't know. The people are waiting for him to make a play. He just does. It's not even pretty, but I'm like, that had to be hard. It had to hurt too when he fell down. I don't know, but.
I'm sure. But what you said, like magic. Like it feels like Mahomes has that magic, you know? And he played great. There's one more play that really frustrates me about Mahomes that he pulled off. He was running to the sidelines.
He kind of
pulled up a little bit and then got shoved in the back and then flopped a little bit.
Just call it a veteran move.
That's just
I know. It's just, God. It's in the playoffs.
This isn't the NBA, son.
It's in the playoffs, though.
You know, I don't.
You're in the playoffs, though. Trying to get
then I'm glad it wasn't called because it's the playoffs. Yeah, no. Like, come on.
No, but I...
So that was my only beef with Mahomes that game. Otherwise, like... I mean, he plays outstanding. He's just something special in the playoffs.
I saw Kelsey, like I said, he was really just having a day. Every time he was just wide open, finding the open seam in the zone and things like that. And Chris Jones had a great day in it, getting in
game
there.
Game changer.
Game changer, literally. That's why he gets paid what he does.
He does.
Literally. So, and yeah.
I mean, that was the biggest thing I saw in film was he was disruptive literally in the running game. And Nick Bolton, smart linebacker, really play. Also going to be a free agent this year. So that's an interesting thought. Awesome. And then also on the backside, because also I'm trying to think of the matchup with the Bills. Trent McDuffie, he plays sticky D.
Yes, he does.
He was all over Nico Collins. I mean, Collins ended up with 5 for 81.
Yeah.
But he was on his hip all game long. So that's going to be a really interesting matchup moving on forward. And the Texans, their kicker failed him.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud, though, he's a beast.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get to watch the All-20, it's a whole different angle you get to see. Right. Just looking at his reads and his anticipation throws, are just, it's there. It is so there.
It just sucks for CJ that the Kansas City defense was just so hungry and they were getting home so many times.
They were.
He took a couple big sacks.
Eight of them total.
And they were in crucial moments. Yep. You know, at least five of them were on crucial moments. You know, at least three of them were on big third downs. You know, you can't have it. We saw it with Samuel.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that's my only squabble with CJ that I had notes here. But maybe nobody was open, right? Sometimes there's just nothing there. And if you got guys like McDuffie playing that sticky, then there's just nothing home.
Yeah.
Nothing available to
you. I mean, the Texans had a chance. Ever since that last touchdown that the Chiefs had, they had three possessions.
Right.
So, and they what was the final score of that game? It was
23-14.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So,
I mean, I feel like the Texans play, they have good games and games where they're just not that great. It was kind of one of those games for them.
So, do you think that maybe they do not have to change up a ton heading into next season? It's more about like just being consistent.
I mean, I think they need to clean up. Mentally, they do have some penalties. I think they could mature a little bit in that regard.
Chris Boyd.
Yeah. I also had injuries, right? They obviously have injuries in the wide receiver. I mean,
Tank Dell's
CJ Stroud he's obviously going to be around for a while and he's fun to watch. Even if he doesn't have his regular weapons, it's just next man up.
Yep.
And I think that was impressive from their season, in my opinion.
And he did came out and say it. We were going to mention this later. Not a big deal. Not really news. But he did come out and say that he wants Diggs back, you know. So if he can come back.
Yeah, he's a free agent. Yep.
And they can figure that out. You know, that's another option.
Yeah.
You know, for that offense.
I mean, they're good. I mean, looking at Mixon, too, he's still a stud.
Oh, yeah.
A stud. Like, he hits the hole hard. And then one other last one, their right tackle, Fisher. He just kept showing over and over the tape. I'm like, you suck.
The right tackle for Texans.
Yeah. He was just getting ate alive all night long. So, they'd line up Chris Jones on him, too, periodically, just to work him.
So, real quick, Xavier Worthy, do you feel he is starting to become more of like that gadget player almost? It feels like they're starting to use him in all sorts of different ways and just try to get the ball in his hands.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like, they're trying
to becoming like a new version of Debo, but not, you know, because Debo's definitely a lot bigger frame, you know what I mean? But
gadget,
more speed version.
Yeah, gadget player, boom, bust, definitely all the fixings that you got with Xavier Worthy for sure. So he's definitely give him a couple more seasons, get him in the offense, let Andy Reid
do his thing,
mesh him. Put him in there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're going to get a little Tyreek Hill, Deebo Samuel situation, I feel like, 100%.
Right, right. You got the best
you're going Deebo
ones.
And Hill on
like
him. Deebo,
like a mix?
Yeah, a mix. Yeah, right, yeah. In the middle. Yeah. All right, okay. Right in the middle.
I think the frame's a little slight more on Worthy than either of those two.
Oh, for sure. He is right now. Yeah. But wait, you know, this is his rookie season.
Okay.
You know.
You think he's putting 20 pounds on or what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And keep that speed?
If you're about it in an NFL offseason, oh, yeah. These dudes live in the
You're kicking it with Kelsey and Patty Mahomes in the offseason?
Okay. Some do. Not all, but some do. But yeah, yeah. I don't know. For me. And then one thing at the end of the game that threw me off, and maybe it happens more often than I see, but just interesting to see the team losing to take the knee to end the game. Like, I know it's not Madden out here, you know, and there's nothing you can do. Like,
well,
even
at
if
that
you score,
point,
it's over.
CJ Stroud was. You know? I didn't even think he was coming back in the game.
Yeah,
he was
lit up a few times.
Yeah, that was just like a professionalism at that point. I feel like him coming out, taking that knee. I understand where you're coming from.
No, but it just like it threw me off. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Like bowing down to the king.
Yep, they're done.
Yeah. But like, again, like there's nothing you can do to possibly win that game at that moment anyway.
What,
but
what was the score again?
23-14.
You could definitely see not having Tank Dell, though, is crucial.
They were missing receiver.
That's what I can say. That's my ending point on the game is definitely no Tank Dell. It's tough.
But will he come back? I mean, when?
Matchie had a couple.
And when?
Just wasn't.
I don't remember. ACL or whatever.
He's out the whole next season. 100%.
Oh, he's out for the next season?
Yeah. It was really bad.
It was really bad.
That's a lot.
So if Diggs can come back and they can re-sign him, that would be an option.
Right.
Or who else is going receiver? I know Hopkins is going to be available again. And then the draft. So.
Was Diggs a Achilles or ACL?
Diggs was a ACL.
Okay.
Yeah.
Feelings were hurt, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, with that, Kansas City getting the win, 23-14 over the Houston Texans. Moving on to the AFC Championship game, of course. Before we find out who they are playing, we got to talk about one of these NFC games.
Switch it up, y'all.
Number 6, Washington, traveling to the number 1 ranked Detroit Lions.
The roar's been
D'Angelo, my guy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man.
Welcome to the acceptance.
And actually, in the picks, he said Lions by far, quote, because I put it in there. So, dog, it's rough. Luckily, he's an Ohio State fan, and they won last night.
Congratulations.
But, so Washington getting the win.
Like a true Lions fan, that'll be more important.
No, that's bogus. However, I am curious about his feelings on Jared Goff, how he feels about Goff going forward, because Goff straight up didn't show up. He didn't show his best.
Oh, yeah. Three picks? Know. That's three turnovers right there. That pretty much.
Now, the one at the end, like, you're down by two scores.
But the other two were bad.
They weren't even good. Like,
and that was before they almost cook his head off. When he threw.
The pick six? the pick six.
I was like, oh, boy.
That was a questionable no call. That was a questionable no call.
100%.
He was not right after that.
But that first pick. Like, where he was, I think the first one is where he had Laporta low, wide open, and he decides to try to force it to Reynolds or something it was, and he just sails
straight over.
I mean,
sitting right there.
That's, again, similar to Samuel, not to keep bringing up the Vikings into this, but guess what? We're all Skull fans, so it is what it is. It's going to happen. Let's go to the Bowl. 25. Or 26, whatever. 25, 26 season.
Boy.
And then, before we die... Who says that? I can't remember. Score North, maybe.
Everyone,
shout out.
Purple Daily shout out.
Darn, now I totally blanked on where I was going with that. But anyway.
It was a fun game. I mean, 31-21 at half. I mean, what other game up and down the field? You know, I mean, Goff played. Yeah, he had those picks. There was a couple bad ones. I just thought that at the end of the day, just watching it, it was just the Lions' defensive line. They just had nothing left. And with that spread offense, I was really impressed of Cliff Kingsbury's offense. How unique. That Austin Eckler, it was a threat. You throw a little Robinson
on
there.
Showed his
own
Austin
Eckler.
But just
how they use him, they run a lot of two-back sets with him, with both in the outfield. They do a little cross-box.
Robinson had a great game, too.
RPO.
Yeah.
And the Lions had no pressure up the middle, and Daniel sat in the pocket and picked him apart.
Player of the game is
just picked
Daniels.
Him apart.
And when he gets out of the pocket, he's dangerous too. Like his versatility is insane. Yeah. Like his big play downfield ability. with his arm is nuts because he's fairly accurate.
Literally,
deep, he's a too. Great deep ball thrower.
And then he can get out of the pocket, and make plays with his legs too. I mean, it's just yeah. he's, it's like he's the whole package right now.
Yeah,
literally, he's right in the middle, like Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson for me.
It's like a perfect game.
Yeah,
I mean, you couldn't they play better. Yeah. They played outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, no turnovers, 33 minutes at time of possession. And your defense did what you needed them to do, and they created turnovers.
Right. They created
and
four
they stopped
turnovers.
Jamar Gibbs. Yep. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Well, it kind of. Well, did,
I mean, kind of, but yeah. still, he wasn't like, you know, having a, what did he call it when he played us? Four touchdowns.
Oh, God.
There's
yeah.
a name for it. Whatever.
Nah.
I had to bring that up.
But those are the clear parts we
they
don't talk about.
What they yeah. to
way to bring it up, Rachel.
No, but you mentioned the four takeaways. They scored 21 points off those four takeaways. I mean, that's a big swing right there. That's yeah. the game right there.
Yeah.
That's. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good point in the difference. But
yeah, that pick six that was kind of the Momo changer, and then they had that yeah. followed up with that interception. In the end zone.
No, the Jameis Williams was definitely the Momo killer, I feel like.
That's a heartbreaking play call.
Well, that too.
That was the at that point for me, I'm like, why are you running a reverse trick play down 10 on the 46?
And they didn't
what
fall
are
for
you
it.
Doing? You're only down 10. You're not yeah. down 20 was, with 7 yeah. minutes. And, you're down 10.
And Lions fans are like, well, because well,
or Ben Johnson.
Now, yeah. because Ben Johnson's already going to Chicago, yeah. so blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Like, no, man. No. Like, yeah, he's just trying to be creative. I get it, yeah. but like, that's... I don't think that's the time for that.
That's not the time.
No, Jameson's got to throw it out of bounds to run the ball. He's got to be smarter on that play versus an option route yeah. with the
true.
Corner sticky on him at that point.
Yeah.
But Detroit also on that 4th-and-2 in the red zone,
yeah.
12 men on the field.
Yeah.
Automatic first down. They went and punched it in. That put them up by 10, I think, at
mental
that point.
Mental mistakes.
You know, that was
making
that was kind of the end of the game
mistakes,
right
yeah.
there. So, yeah, I mean, that's all I really got to say about that game, Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Well, I mean... Like Goff's second pick, how he was in the end zone, you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he got undercut. Excuse me. Excuse me, sorry. That was Jameson Williams getting undercut.
Right.
Like, I feel like that's half on Williams. Like, especially if he's looking back for the ball.
Yeah.
If that's not coming, you know, with some heat on it, you got to come back
you
to the ball
go,
a little bit.
Literally.
And at least challenge that, and he just didn't at all. So, like, I still blame Goff a little bit for that, you know, put some more mustard on that thing. But I don't know. I think that's a little bit on Williams and his, you know, still young yeah. player yet, still learning. But for me, Gibbs was still outstanding for the Lions. I mean, 14
elite
carries
speed.
On 105
elite.
Yards.
Elite
I mean,
speed.
Very yeah. Saquon Barkley-esque. You know, when he gets a hole and he hits it fast like
he's
that,
gone.
I mean, he could be gone. Like,
he's
he
gone.
Has breakaway speed.
Sure.
And, you know, it's different compared to, like, not the Vikes again, but
Aaron
AP.
Jones. Or, yeah,
when we were
yeah.
growing up,
yeah.
AP... He somehow had breakaway
speed.
Oh, he
had breakaway speed.
But, like, he was bigger boned,
yeah.
and sometimes you get caught every now and then.
Right.
But, like, these guys are just, they're just
gone.
They find a hole and they're gone.
Yeah.
They're fun to watch. I mean,
yeah.
you cannot, you just don't see that all the time, right? We don't have running back like that. Again, I had to bring that up, but
yeah.
we
We're
need
back
help.
To running backs
yeah.
being important.
Telling
Very
you.
Important. Yeah. yeah.
So, how do you, sorry, were you about to say something else?
I was just going to say the Commanders are fun to watch. I've been watching them all season do this. This
That's
is not new, but I'm like, wow. They don't care, right?
Right, no.
They
for
and
sure.
the,
playing
and
really
the Lions
moves.
Fans were like, so sad. I'm like, I feel you. I've been there.
I know.
I know all too well
we
how you
like
feel.
We looked like that the
yeah.
week before.
Yeah.
we looked like that
and
2 weeks
week
in a row.
and the week before.
I thought for sure the Super Bowl would go through the NFC North, so I'm a little...
I thought for sure, too.
...little sad about that for yep. for us. It's been a long time, man. We got to represent. This
no,
is ridiculous out here.
I hear you. Yeah. I agree with you. Washington's super awesome. Detroit, real quick, unless you have anything to add to them, too, before we move on. But Detroit, Dan Campbell came out and said that their Super Bowl window is still open. They're losing Ben Johnson. There's a good chance they're going to lose Aaron Glenn, too.
I don't think they're losing
somewhere.
Aaron.
Yeah, I think Glenn
stays.
You think he'll stay?
He'll
I think
stay.
He's interviewing in the Jets this week.
But do you want the Jets
The Jets
job?
Are interviewing
no.
everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you get an interview?
I did. I cut that. I can't tell that.
Right now. Yeah, I can't say that. Yeah, Kev, you
the
can't post it.
They interviewed Josh McGowan.
They've interviewed everybody,
everyone,
but
yeah.
they're like convinced they came out.
Only person
like something
didn't interview
something came out and was like, the Jets are going to not let Aaron Glenn leave the building.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to
throw
the bag at him
after
you know?
the Super Bowl. Can we move that back? Like, I don't like the distraction of Ben Johnson, my offensive coordinator, flying all over the country, the game, you know, during the week that we're about to play.
I think you make a great point.
That I don't know. So if anyone feels different, speak your mind.
No, I think that's so, too. Forever. Like, after the Super Bowl, have, like, a weird, like, two-week silly season where coaches are just, like, all over the country interviewing craziness, you know, and, you know.
Or during the Super Bowl, like, there's 2 weeks in there.
I mean, if your team's done, though, how do you feel about that, though? If your team's done, or is it, like, now that's not fair to the coaches still coaching that are qualified for a head coaching gig that now may not get that opportunity because the jobs are filled?
Well, if they can't interview them until a certain date, I guess that they're just cheating then.
I suppose.
I don't know. Well, so
we're never going to figure
matter.
This out right now.
No, for sure.
You know?
So, but I don't know. It just, it gives a weird vibe when like when Ben's getting hired today. That's into the news. But like, it's just now that I'm like, huh, how focused was he?
Right. Yeah,
I didn't think he called a bad game or anything.
I don't think so either. I think just bad execution was poor for Detroit.
I would agree with that.
Outside of Gibbs, low-key.
I mean,
Amon-Ra went off too, but
yeah, he
did his thing.
But
Teddy Bridgewater, 1 for 1, 3 yards.
Literally.
Shut up.
I was very confused.
And scored a touchdown. And there was a touchdown on right when he got in the play, too.
The Jameis
trick play.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm watching with no broadcast, too. I'm like, who's playing quarterback right now? And
I was like,
are they running some kind of wildcat? And then I look and then I'm like, oh, wait.
I don't even think his helmet was straight.
Well, when I saw the pass, I was like, that's definitely not wildcat. And then I was like, I had to look. I'm like, oh, Bridgewater. That's who it was.
Yeah, he just won a high school championship as a head coach first year.
Congratulations.
Ed threw a pass in the 2024-25 playoffs. Yeah. So
there it is.
Hey, he's had a good year.
There it is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moving right along, our other NFC matchup, who will see the Commanders in the NFC Championship game, the Philadelphia Eagles beating the Rams at home 28-22. But this one got really tight really quick.
I mean...
For a minute, it looked like, you know, the Eagles kind of had it locked up after Saquon busted that, 78-yarder. Yeah. Smacking his helmet. Yeah.
That was more towards the end or third quarter, though, when the snow came.
Yeah. For sure.
It was definitely in the snow, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's when I did put it down. With 4:36 left in the game, that's when he hit that 78-yarder.
Yep.
That was just outstanding. And I thought it was over though, for sure. Like, I didn't think the Rams, like,
I stopped.
I thought the Momo was just completely gone at that point. I was like, Rams are dead in the water. Right. Then they go down and score and then still get another opportunity to go down
they
and tie.
Did.
I just that's,
don't sleep on Matty Stat, man.
No doubt.
Never. Even he played in that outstanding. Snow. The last time he played
other than
there,
the fumble.
In
that
the playoffs
bad.
With the Lions, they had the same snow. It's like his, you know, his nightmare, like, every time he's there, it's a bunch of snow.
For real.
I loved it. It was a classic snow game. It looked
cool.
Yeah. It looked cool.
That second half, going back and forth like that, I mean, it just, you know, with the snow, obviously became much more of a running game. Mm-hmm. And you see, you know, fumble by Matt Stafford, fumble by Kyron Williams, you know.
Two massive fumbles.
They were banging that ball out of those running backs' hands. They were just forcing it. Once that snow came, they were all about strip sacks.
And then were they both second-half fumbles,
yes.
too?
Yes.
Both, you know, like, those were the kind of that little game-changer, momo changer. Yeah.
Kyron Williams was early in the fourth quarter, and then Stafford fumbled with, like, I can't remember. It was after that, even. So it was sometime in the fourth quarter as well. They were both in the fourth.
Yeah. Philly had some weird clock management towards
the end,
they could have
ended it, and they just... Well, I mean, maybe the snow, though. Maybe that was a factor.
Yeah, but they did,
the
like, a
play-action
rollout that Hurst took a weird sack, and it was
it's
like...
just like, Sirianni, what are you doing?
What are we doing
and
here?
How much... Like, sacks have been such... Like, yes, we know, by definition, a sack is a drive killer. We know that.
Right.
But this playoffs in general, we've seen so many sacks just kill so many offenses, and this game was just full of it, too, on both sides. It was fun to watch. Jared Verse is just insane.
Literally,
that dude's
so
crazy.
Good.
That defense is crazy. You know, I think if Stafford says he's got some left in the tank, run it back, I guess.
Keep
you
running
know?
Until he can't run
Unless
no
he's going to end up in purple.
No.
With no, KOC.
Thank you.
It was a fun game. Stafford threw for 329 or 24. Williams, like, so they moved the ball up and down the court even after the snow. It was kind of fun. Those two fumbles were huge. We got to talk about Barkley at 26 on 205 on the two tutties.
You know? Two long runs, a 78-yarder, and then that one in the first. I think it was the first quarter.
But that's what he's been doing that all year. So like, it's awesome. You know, and then on the defensive side, the Eagles. I mean, that front four, five, ten, whatever they're doing.
Jalen Carter,
and Jordan Davis are gonna be.
They are killers.
They're a big issue.
And I've been on that for like the last 2-3 years when I started drafting those cats all out of Georgia. I'm like, this is a problem.
Just dogs.
But and what's his name? Kobe. That's not his name. Yeah.
Kobe
like
Dean.
If he would have been healthy too. I know.
I was just
like, this defense
injury.
Could still be way better than that. Like, right. That's concerning for the future.
And Graham's out too. Brandon Graham's out too. Dude. So
like, Jake Elliott too. Huge. For Philly, being able to make those big kicks with the slippery field of the snow,
banging
you see
them.
How they're like wiping off a spot for them, and then they give you that instant replay where they zoom in really tight on it, and you see his foot, you know, just at the craziest angle, and like one small slip, and he's probably missing that kick, you know what I mean? So, I mean, coming up clutch down the line, I mean, big factors to why they won.
Oh yeah,
for me, but.
These NFC games were really good. I thought those were the best games of the weekend. And maybe I'm just an NFC snob, but they were more competitive.
Well, you look like one.
I am.
No, but I would agree with you. I think they were way super competitive games. Competitive L's, too. You know, there's competitive L's in there. But, well, don't worry. We'll talk about the Commanders versus Philly coming up here at the end for sure. You got anything to add from your... all 22 notes.
No, just I mean, it was just a fun game. It was back and forth.
Just a phone full of numbers.
Just numbers. I got a little info
it's just
here.
Data.
Two fumbles.
22 for 33.
Know. Some key 50% moments in there, you know.
QB rating off.
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
Just do my thing over here.
Right.
You always are.
The Lions, man, they came back from a lot of injuries and turned into having a really great season. And I kind of forgot how good they were. I was in denial, but they're good. They gave them.
They
a
could
run
take
for
some moral
money,
victories
man.
This season.
What's that?
They get some moral victories this season.
Mm-hmm. For sure, yeah. For sure. Let's head right into our final game. Baltimore at Buffalo. Baltimore taking the L, 25-27. I'm sorry, Jake.
Cub.
That's a tough L. I feel like Ravens fans are 50-50. There's a lot of them blaming Mark Andrews. Jake is in the side that is not necessarily blaming Mark Andrews. I was asking
him. He got him there. I like what the coach said.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But it is sucks that he had that late fumble and then not catching the 2-point. However, Jake sent me a video today of multiple 2-point conversions from the Ravens.
Right.
In 2021 and then another one in 2022.
Oh, you went archiving?
It is the exact same play that they ran on that 2-point conversion.
They've been running for years.
To the tight end, you know, quarterback rolling to his right to the tight end on the little drag or whatever. But
so why not give it to Derrick Henry, right? That's the question. We don't know the
answer.
It's
a good question. I mean, arguably Andrews was open.
Yeah, he was wide.
But in a slippery game, it's tough.
Cold fingers.
But 2-point conversion,
the Marshawn Lynch style, like give
not
him the
as
ball.
Not as close
you,
as Marshawn
I mean, King
Lynch.
King Henry, right? Yeah. Like,
right.
Why don't you
why
give
not?
The beast the ball? Feed the monster.
That I mean, that's a great point, Rachel. On that aspect of like, why don't you give the guy that got
didn't
you
didn't have
there,
a bad day.
No,
you know Derrick Henry. He didn't have a bad day.
It was a slower day.
Yeah.
You know.
But well, for Derrick Henry standards, but if anybody's grabbing 84 yards. Yeah, that's pretty solid. That's solid.
No, you had a solid. I mean, I'm giving all the front seven of the Bills all the credit. They pretty much slowed the Ravens rushing game.
Oh,
and I think that was the game changer between in all of it.
And forcing turnovers left and right, too.
Yeah.
You know, they definitely were making Lamar Jackson make some plays that he was not used to making. So.
And that's what I have down. Just too many small mistakes for Baltimore. Like, too many to overcome. And at the end, you still had a shot at a 2-point conversion. Unfortunately, you should probably be happy you were even
in the game.
Had that opportunity.
Yeah.
And even if you get that, Josh Allen still had 3 timeouts.
With
Josh Allen and the Bills offense, respectfully, still had 3 timeouts and like a minute 33 left in the game. Like, there's a good chance they're getting close enough for, what is it, Tyler Bass or whatever their kicker? To smack one
solid.
For the win.
Yeah.
So, you know, but we won't ever know that.
I'm not sure why it really got that close, though. For the Bills fans, I'm like, y'all got to be sweating. I mean, that was too stressful. It didn't. I don't know how it got that close. Do you guys have the answer for that? Like, it
just got Lamar Jackson.
It was a weird game, and the Bills just kicked a bunch of field goals. Yeah. As they got down to the red zone and didn't really finish all their drives.
Right.
Jake, one thing I really saw the difference of this game, and there was a 3rd and 5, and there was a PI call that kind of changed that whole drive. And then the Bills went down and scored to make it 21-10. And then that's when the game kind of totally changed.
Right.
Was on a really bad PI. Just little nidbits like that. It can really change the game, even though it was still in right before half, you know? But Baltimore came back and fought, you know?
Yeah.
He had that likely play on the touchdown. I mean, that was a great play by Jackson. Sat in the pocket there forever, you know?
And what is PI?
Pass interference.
Oh. Wow, it's my first day.
No, you're good. I think we did see a lot.
Dion wouldn't know what a passer is.
It's a jersey. No, I think we saw a lot of growth out of Lamar this year. Everybody's, you know, there's some people already out on Lamar, though. Like, this dude's not ever going to win a Super Bowl. He just keeps choking, and the Ravens are convinced he will. You know, like, right. No, 100%. Dude, it's crazy. It's the internet,
there's
bro.
There's so many good quarterbacks in the AFC. It's tough out here, man.
Yeah.
And there's only going to be one winner.
Yeah.
And right.
Well, usually it's Patrick Mahomes, so I don't know.
Right now, like, Patty's on him. Yeah, he's like, on the move.
Unless
right
he's
now.
Not, if he's not on your team, you're probably not winning right now.
Don't forget about Joe Burrow.
Well, we'll see.
He's out there.
He is, but has he won one?
No.
Not yet. Not yet. But we'll see. We'll talk about Josh Allen and the Bills again here in a second, as of course they go play Kansas City again.
3rd time in 4 years?
Yeah. It's going to be
Josh Allen's
ultimate rival. I mean, there's like
we got two rival
games coming up. It's going to be a good weekend.
It is, yeah. in division, yeah. The Commanders versus our
word. Oh boy. With that, Kev, let's head right into our news.
911, what's your emergency?
And to start off our news, I didn't look. I think this includes postseason, and that's why it's a news deal. But Jaden Daniels breaks Andrew Luck's record of most offensive yards in a season by a rookie. I believe that is also including playoffs.
All right, question. Better season than CJ Stroud?
Jaden Daniels?
Definitely.
This year?
Yeah. I think so.
Even if he loses this game?
Yes.
Yeah, it's hard to argue not. Now, I'm really curious to see if he has a sophomore slump next year. I don't think he will. Especially if Kingsbury's still there, which he should be.
He should be. And they have like $70 million in salary cap.
They have a lot of space.
It's going to be the Vikings and Commanders signing free agents.
Patriots and
Raiders.
Yeah, Patriots got some Raiders, money too. Let's see. Travis Kelce breaks the tie between him and Jerry Rice for the most postseason 100-yard performances.
Good work.
Wow.
Let's see. Saquon is 3rd all-time in rushing yards in the season, including the postseason. He only trails Terrell Davis, former Denver running back, who holds 1st and 2nd. And this dude, when I used to play 2K, NFL 2K, like the first NFL 2K on Dreamcast, this dude, Terrell Davis, would eat me up in the Super Bowl every year in the Vikings, and I would lose. So he used to piss me off.
What dude?
But Terrell Davis.
Oh, okay.
Former Denver
running back. I thought you were going to go Chris Johnson with that one.
I thought, well, who is that? I have no idea.
That's
a trivia question.
Yeah, that game was like from '99.
That's the best. The best football games. 2K.
I know. Anyway, let's see. Stroud, we mentioned that. He wants Diggs back in Houston. We'll see.
Because they need a receiver.
There is a potential Cooper Kupp exit from the Los Angeles Rams, though he pretty much came out and said, it's not my hands, which... Everybody kind of says that sort of stuff, but hey, he's been there this whole time, and Puka had an outstanding catch, by the way, which we did not mention in that game towards the end to give the Rams an opportunity.
He definitely did.
But
I like Cooper better as a 1 versus a 2 receiver. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if he complements.
Is there anywhere that he could go and be a 1 right now?
Well, Texans, perfect little slot receiver. He'd fit in nice with Collins. And, I mean, then if you bring back Diggs, though, that's where Diggs kind of
sits. But maybe
sits.
You don't. You go get Kupp, you know, but.
I think Kupp's
not a number 1 right now?
No, Puka's the number 1.
Puka's number 1.
The Rams,
could,
for sure.
You can just tell off targets.
And targets. They're looking alone, at Puka the whole time. So, yeah, I don't see Cooper staying. I definitely think
Pittsburgh for Koopa. For Koopa. Cooper.
Koopa.
Koopa. Yeah, there's a ton of spots.
Koopa Puka.
Yeah. Anybody could probably use a Koopa.
I was trying to see. I was looking at the receivers, though. Who is the free agent? Sorry, I'm side chaining.
Koopa. Darn it. Cooper Kupp. And Koopa.
But and free agents,
DeAndre
receivers.
Hopkins, I think, is
I know,
be
but
a
like,
free agent.
I mean, those are like.
T. Higgins is probably the biggest free agent target of definitely. Most teams. Other than that, for receiver, I thought I saw one more that kind of caught my eye.
I thought there was one more, too. That
well, Jamar Chase, he doesn't have a new contract yet?
No, yeah, he signed. For one penny more than Jay Jettos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I missed that memo.
So he could beat him.
And he did beat him this year. He did. Technically,
Hey, Jamar Chase had a great season.
He did.
Yeah, triple crown.
Outstanding
season. JJ had a good season, too.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. Some coaching stuff. Ben Johnson to the Bears. New HC. Yeah, we know. Aaron Glenn, Detroit, D.C. to go interview with the Jets. I guess I did put a note here. What would it mean for the Lions if they lose both of their coordinators? Is that, like, a problem for them?
It's a problem.
You don't think they have enough foundation that... No. I mean, coordinators really matter, especially scheme-wise, you know, in the 100%. NFL. So.
Well, Campbell's have been there, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
This is the fourth, maybe?
This might have been his fourth right now. Like, he just lost.
So, Glenn's been there since the beginning. Johnson's been there since the beginning.
It's going to happen if you have success.
Like, you're just,
that's how that works.
Yeah, I just don't see the rapport with Goff and the thought process of what they're both. You know, once you build that relationship, it's different, you know.
Are they bought into Goff for next season? I know they signed him, but.
Well, who else are they going to
That's what I mean.
Sam Darnold? I don't know.
Trade him for Stafford?
Ooh, interesting, but yeah, I don't.
That would be the craziest thing ever. They seriously traded them back.
But Aaron Glenn to the Jets is interesting. Now I think about all the skills set on the.
Yeah, it's a defense. That's a defensive team.
Side.
Yeah.
But Saleh had just had him, and he's a defensive guy too. So
Saleh's not a head coach.
Yeah, but if you're going to move past the Aaron Rodgers era now, which it sounds like they will be, like, okay, now maybe it is a new spot for somebody. I don't know. I don't know where Rodgers is going to go either, but.
Where do you want Rodgers to go, Rachel? Where do you think he's going
to
go?
I think he's going to go to Costa Rica. I don't know. I'll see. Maybe.
You think he's done?
I don't know who. I don't know where he's going to go. I'm sure he can still
play. Or
you
lose point. Like,
you know what? I had fun watching Aaron Rodgers, too, get his 501 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. That was true.
I'm like, okay, you could still got it, but that's not the team. They got... too much going on. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to want to go anywhere else, but I guess we'll find out.
We will. He'll drag
without
it out.
A darkness retreat.
Yep.
Let's see. Ex-Bengals, DC, Lou Anarumo, I think that's how you say it, to the Colts to be their new DC. KOC, Kevin O'Connell, for those that are not in Skull Nation, extended on a multi-year deal. We don't know details, but he is in the purple for the foreseeable future.
That's good. We need him.
Good move.
Great move.
Let's see. Jets interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich hired as the Falcons' new DC, which he has also already worked as the Falcons' DC with Raheem Morris already in 2020, I think I saw. So this will be his second stint now.
Good job, Jeff. Welcome back.
Yeah. good job, Jeff.
He's a good coordinator.
So
he's a solid. Yeah, he's a good coordinator. I mean, I watched the the Hard Knocks, and I mean, when they had the Jets, I mean, I liked him a lot. So
okay. He's
got a lot of personality. Looks like he's ready to put the guys together. I mean, the Jets were a good defense. You know what I'm saying? Going to the Falcons, I would say there's probably a couple more assets in the Falcons compared to the Jets. That he'll be able to use.
Yeah, they need
the Falcons
Rodgers.
Are up and coming right now for sure.
You know,
so good opportunity.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, other than all that money they're gonna need from Kurt, but
What are they gonna do about him?
Yeah, you know, he'll be gone. He'll be gone before March. Whatever. So he doesn't get those.
Is he done or is someone else gonna take him in?
Somebody else will pay for Kirk again. He's got the best agent ever.
But I'm gonna
get paid again.
Yeah, he will get paid, but I'll throw it out there.
It's gonna be the
Vikings. He did pretty good on TV the other day,
Kirk.
Yeah.
Oh, he would be fine as an
analyst. Was fine. I don't know what game he was on. It was the Chiefs game.
Was it?
Yeah, he was on the little sideline desk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he held his own on the desk. It was good. It looked very natural, which is really weird how awkward I thought Kirk Cousins was when he first came here.
Yeah. With that, Kev, let's head into our championship weekend preview and picks. Hey. And we are back. We only have two games.
We're down to two.
Games to preview. The two-seeded Bills traveling to the one-seeded Chiefs. Obviously, we know, tough place to play. These quarterbacks, head-to-head all-time, are 4-4. Dead even. However, Mahomes is 3-0 in the playoffs. So, that Pat magic, if you will it be there this week? I didn't look at the weather. Is it going to be clean? No snow? Do we know?
I think it's going to be decent. It's supposed to be decent here.
Probably 30s. Probably in the 30s.
I don't think it's going to be as cold as it was last week across the nation.
Right.
What time of day do they play? Can they get these guys playing?
They'll be playing the night. I would say the night game they're going to be.
Yeah, it looks like 31 degrees. Yeah, 5:30. Yeah.
It'll be the evening game for sure. That's the prime time.
Oh, yeah. 31's fine as a football player.
Oh, yeah. They got the heaters down there. Those things are going to keep them nice and warm.
Your body's moving.
So, Dom.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we're starting off.
Yep, we're starting.
It's time to get active.
It's time for action.
It's time to get active.
What we got? Bills, Chiefs. Take it away. Whatever you gotta get out on this game, just go for
this
it.
This is a tough one. You know,
Chiefs favored by 2 right now.
For me, at this point, it's gonna be a pick 'em at the end, and I'm picking the Bills. Josh Allen, for me, is having an MVP season. He's doing all the things that you need to do right now. Same with Patrick Mahomes. He's having a season that you need to have to be able to get to where he's got to get to. But for me, Josh Allen and Cook, Shakir, and that offense is just rolling. And that defense is rolling, too. Milano is crucial. He's a big one.
Oh, he's super crucial. When he came back, that defense changed completely. You could again, tell not there. To talk about the purple, kind of like Cashman, gluing everything together. Dude, Milano, that's totally that Milano in that defense. And
it's just time to break that bad habit for the Bills and get past this Chiefs team. This is their Achilles heel.
It's 100% is their Achilles heel.
And it's time to kick that Achilles heel to the side.
They already beat him once this year, correct?
They did.
Yes, they did.
So,
yep.
Was
35-10 something, or is it that high? 28-10 something like that?
I think it was.
It was so long ago.
It was closer than that.
I barely remember.
But they did beat him.
Yeah.
The Bills did win. The Chiefs were undefeated. Only L this year. But what we got, Rachel? What do you think?
Well, I just want to know what the Bills got to do to win this game, right? Like, don't turn the ball over.
Definitely.
Bring your, the defense has got to play well. Josh Allen, he's going to play well. And he's got that long hair. He's got that free spirit. He's like,
the long hair, free spirit. So that's why the Bills are getting the dub.
He's just having more fun. Things are easier for him. I think, right, if, like Dom said, this has got to be their chance to do it. I mean, the Chiefs don't really make mistakes. And Andy Reid, he's just a phenomenal coach. So is it going to come down to coaching? Coach. They're both great coaches.
They are.
So I'm just like, what's going to take? It's going to take a good defense, though.
And whose defense do you think is better than?
I think the Bills do have a better defense, but it's hard. That's why they're both in this game. They're good on both sides of the ball.
Vegas has -2 right now, so it's.
I want the Bills to win because I need someone new to win, and I want them. I got friends who
Bills. I think the fans.
I want it for them. I want it for the city of Buffalo and all those players. And they've never won a Super Bowl, and it's fine. Let's have a new champion.
Bills, new champion,
Let's do it.
First Super
Let's
Bowl
do it for something.
Bills
new.
Mafia for Rachel.
There she is.
Bills Mafia. How many rushing touchdowns does Josh Allen get?
Maybe one, but why?
One at least.
Just give it to him.
Just give it to Mr. James.
Yeah, but sometimes you need to punish.
Josh Allen's definitely a punisher.
I think he won't care as long as they get the points.
Sure. So. Yep, fair enough. Dom, you said you went Bills. Ugh.
Tyler, you want this one? I feel like you need this.
Smelty.
Yeah, I'll go with this. I do need this because I went 0-4 this week. So.
What? Don't tell people that.
I for real did. It's a good thing I host.
You are a host of football.
I know. I went 0-4 in the divisional round. That hurts, dude. Well, I was taking chances.
Oh,
now it's taking chances.
You know what? We might as well not even keep track now.
Of course. Don't keep score.
So what you're saying is just like skip your prediction. Don't we keep score. Skip your prediction right now.
Can we?
No.
I mean, we might as well 0-4.
Wow.
I'm just going to go opposite of you.
It can't get worse. 0-2?
Right.
Yeah, right? Hey, that's true. I can, yeah.
All right, focus.
All right.
Doing all this week.
There's a lot of Bills picks right now, just so you guys know. A lot of Bills picks.
Oh, it's definitely
right
good. Now. I already knew. I mean, everybody's going to probably be
because everyone's picking with their heart,
yeah,
I think.
So I guess I got to go Chiefs, and it's the Pat magic for me. There's something going on. The first, trying to be the first team to win three in a row. History is on the line. The Shield's going to get in the way. No, I'm just kidding. No, the Chiefs will earn it, you know, but it's going to be, this is going to be a great game. I'm excited for showdown number four in the playoffs against these two quarterbacks.
Exactly.
Yep. And these two teams, I have that history. It's, we'll see. I hope Josh Allen finally gets his. And the Bills can go play in a Super Bowl in the modern era and be, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But, if it's Bills, Commanders, that would be fun. But
that's what
I think I got to go Chiefs here. I've picked against the Chiefs a couple times this year, and that was the mistake. So
yeah, unless you picked them again. Oh, you did pick them against the Bills, though. Or you picked the Bills versus the Chiefs. I remember that game.
I did. Yep, I did. And I got that one right.
You did.
Well, okay, what week was that? Anyone remember?
It would have been when they were like 8-0, 9-0, 10.
Week 9, 10.
Yeah,
I can't remember the exact week, unfortunately.
I was like, I think Kevin's on top of it. Yeah, but so this is going to be fun game. And, you know, it's...
Yeah, that's what I thought. Think about it.
I know, but...
Yeah, think about it.
I'm just looking at it. I'll start with the Bills, how I think they're going to play this game. Their front seven can put some pressure on their... The Rap, I think, is their secondary guy, their safety. He got hurt towards the end of the last game, so I don't know if he's going to be fully back, which they need. You know, their secondary is, I don't know if it against that, I guess, a lot of, like, not mind games, but a lot of, like, distraction. The Chiefs run on offense. They do a lot of quick, little fast things, so it's going to be really interesting if that front seven can, you know, attack the Chiefs and keep them on, you know, long distances. But Patty Mahomes, just he's so clever. He makes these little plays where you think it's going to be a 3-yard sack, and he just tosses it to the tight end for two. You know, and it doesn't really show up in the stat book as something, a big play, but the next play, and then they
keeps
that,
the drive going.
Just keeps it going. Right. He just constantly, his pocket pressure is just amazing, how he moves and navigates through it.
It's the best in the league.
It is. And I think at the end of the day, the difference maker is going to be Chris Jones. I think he's going to put enough pressure up in the middle because – they're going to run on the outsides, keep, you know, Allen in from him running. And the best thing you can do in that scenario against a running quarterback is pressure up the middle. You know, and that's going to be the same flip pop out against on the Philly game.
Yep.
And Jaden Daniels, both of those quarterbacks.
Right.
That's their Achilles heel. You get some pressure up the middle. So I think the Chris Jones is going to be the difference maker on this play. And I think the Chiefs just still have enough little weapons, enough trickery. They spread the ball around that they'll get the dub.
Chiefs.
And Arrowhead's the big difference, too.
It's such a tough place to play.
That place would be
It's supposed to be 31 degrees and, like, partly cloudy, by the way. So the only ones taking Chiefs, me, Rob, Graham, Dan, and D'Angelo are sad Lions fan. I really hope he hears that. And then D'Angelo, text me.
I can hear him from here.
Text me when you hear this, exactly. So I know you listen.
You're crying from here.
Dang. Everybody else chose Bills. So the NFC Championship game, this one's... a little bit interesting. This one's a little bit tougher for me, so that's why I'm not going to start. We're going to put it on Rachel's shoulders.
The road to the Super Bowl goes through the NFC East. What?
Yeah, I know.
I know.
You know. Gross. Okay. The Commanders. I mean, I want them to win. Do I think they're going to do it? I mean, I didn't pick them last time. I mean, who's picking them, right?
So far, Ben, Graham, and Trey.
Yeah.
We're going Commanders.
Going Commanders. Everybody else that's not at this table is going Eagles.
I mean, is their offensive line or defensive line good enough to get to Jalen Hurts and stop Saquon Barkley?
That is the great question.
I don't know. I mean, I'm probably going to go with the Eagles. I mean, if they prove me wrong, I would be happy as a clam. I find myself rooting for the Commanders last week, and I will this week. I'll be rooting for you, Jaden. The only rookie to make the Super Bowl. That would be dope. I would love to see that.
That
would
be
love
pretty
it.
Sweet.
But yeah, that's who I'm picking right now. The Eagles. They have home field advantage. They're nasty. But how many times have the Commanders beat the Eagles now? One time? Did they?
Yeah, they split the series.
They split the series. They did play against Kenny Pickett, but at the same time, we did get the dub.
Oh.
They did get the dub.
Did they win when they were at Philly, or did they win? Okay,
they won when they were at the Commanders.
Yeah. And Kenny Pickett.
Does that change anything for you? You got to stick with the Eagles.
No, I'm sticking with it. I love. Eagles I'm a fan. Saquon fan. He is phenomenal.
He's outstanding.
So I'm not gonna be mad at
that. Keeps doing it. He's HOF.
Daniel Jones will probably be at the game again, watching his boy this week.
Probably. That's so funny.
So go Saquon.
Or he's with KOC.
All right. Hopefully, right? Be our starting QB next year.
Starting QB.
Yeah, Rob.
I'll roll this.
Roll it.
I mean, this is another great matchup. Divisional, you know, they've already played twice. Like, we were talking about the records. Kenny Pickett's in the game they won. Philly was pretty much dominating the beginning of that game. And then they just held the ball because they didn't trust Kenny to throw the ball, you know, to expand the game. And then the second time out, it was somewhat tight. The first half, I think it was 10-3 at half or something goofy like that. All second
that
was
a half
was all Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And you can just see you have Carter Davis at the middle. I know they're missing Dean and Graham, but you also have their safeties are so solid.
Mm-hmm.
Or I mean, the secondary, I mean, in general, nice. You know. And that's going to give Scary Terry some issues. I don't think they have a second. I like Brown. But I don't think he's going to be enough of a difference maker.
I don't have a true, like,
receiver. So I think they're missing still one weapon to get over the top to beat Philly.
They'll pick one up this
I'm
year.
Picking yeah. up. I'm going the Eagles for this game. What?
Good spot for T. Higgins, maybe?
I think he's going to want to be a number one straight up.
I mean, would he be a number one over Scary Terry, you think?
Not in that.
No,
not
you don't
offense.
Think so?
He's
well, got, true, not in that offense.
That's
like,
Scary Terry.
And he's
offense.
Been there forever.
That's Scary Terry team.
Which is cool to see cause the Commanders make it this far because he's been there his whole, you know, the
yeah,
whole
for
time.
For sure,
you
yeah.
know, so
yeah.
stayed true.
But, yeah, I mean, they're both going to be fine. I'm with my heart. I kind of want Washington to win, you know.
But you're going Eagles?
I think mathematics. I don't think the offensive line, and we didn't talk about the
Sam
right tackle is out for the Redskins, and that's exactly
the Commanders.
Shut
it down.
So, I mean, that's where Carter's going to eat. Carter's going to eat right there. So, I don't think they're in a struggle. And Daniels will be running.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And I'm just going to jump right in on that. Like, that's what I think. It's going to be which O-line can play better this game. We'll win this game. And the Eagles' O-line is so good that I think it's going to be, to stop Saquon, it's going to be up to, can Jeremy Chinn come down super hard and make that play? Can your safeties come down and make the play? Because the Eagles' O-line is so good. They get to the second level so fast and seal it off. And Barkley's so patient that your safety play has to be outstanding to have a shot against Saquon right now. He's too hot.
And Jeremy Chin's the perfect guy to fill that role there.
For sure.
You know, because they got, the Lattimore on the outside, and who's their other number zero that picked off Goff? He was the first-round draft pick out of Auburn that started at Miami. It starts with an, it's very difficult to say. But, but he's still got a little sticky coverage. The guy's got talent, you know. You're not a first-round draft pick because you're slow.
Yeah,
you
for
know?
Sure. Exactly. But I think that's the difference for me is O-line.
Yeah, I think they're going to be able to stop the run, better. Too, yeah.
So, that's tough. I do think the Commanders' magic runs out. I think they've been on a magical ride. I think they can go back to the playoffs next year. And again, potentially, depending on with all that money they have available, depending on who they add to the team, I mean, they could even challenge the Eagles for the division next year, who's probably the favorite right now. The Cowboys could rebound. Who knows what's going on there right now?
But coach first,
right. Yeah, no doubt. See, I'm not out on Dak yet, but.
Well, they don't have any money
either.
He's got
to get healthy.
Yeah, because Dak
gotta
took
stay
it all.
Healthy.
And Dak and CD took it all. But yeah, when he's healthy, they play decent, you know.
Right.
But it's like, is it good enough to get you over the hump, Tony Romo? You know what I mean? So I don't know. But my pick, though, Eagles. But that's just the safe pick. I feel like, you know, if you're being adventurous, you're going Commanders here. And you're just trying to ride that high that they're on. You know, Jaden Daniels has looked outstanding.
Rookie of the year.
He's looking locked in, you know?
Yeah, rookie of the year.
But the Eagles know what they're going to get right now out of Jaden. And maybe not. Maybe he'll pull out some crazy Mahomes-esque stuff, and, you know, you're not planning on that. But you know kind of what you're going to get at this point. the tackle being out is huge for that O-line, so I got to go Eagles. Yeah. Well, Dom, your final here.
Your offensive line and defensive line are just, they are unsung pivotal. Heroes. Right, unsung heroes. You see it, though. You see it when you're watching. Like, those are the difference makers, but that's where you got to have your solid foundation for winning.
Mm-hmm.
And without that, you don't have... No. I mean, Saquon's great, but obviously he's like, all I got to do is wait and then go. There's going to be a 100%. Big hole. Right. And yep. Jalen Hurts is like, man, this is pretty good. I don't have to do too much. I just got to throw it every now and then, but I certainly can do it.
He does just enough.
That's yeah. right.
He doesn't look that good.
Jalen?
I don't know. After watching all 22, just
he's
watching,
still winning.
I know that. But that's what I'm saying. He
he's
does
in the NFC Championship game
he's
again.
He's good. But I just don't love him. I just don't love him. I like Daniels better. I like his arm. You know?
Yeah,
like,
no, I get it.
He just throws fastballs all over the place. And
yeah, like out of the four quarterbacks remaining, Jalen's four for you, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But they're all good. I mean, as a Vikings fan, I'd still take Jalen Hurts on my team.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would love to have Jalen Hurts. Like, talking about the Vikings?
Exactly.
But just as a pure passer, it just annoys me a bunch of times. I'm just like, oh, wide open, throwing the ball.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Who we got, Dom?
All right. Did my homework. Thinking about it. On the elliptical. On the forklift. We're going to take
You've been thinking about it all
day. We've been,
all
taking,
day.
We've
all
been
day.
Thinking about it all day.
How many times, before you answer, how many times have you switched?
I've been hitting the same team the whole time.
It's Jaden Daniels.
It's Jaden Daniels. We're trying to get the rookie to the first Super Bowl ever. And why not Jaden Daniels? The man from LSU. The man playing great this season. Couple guys on defense, Wagner.
Oh, Bobby.
Had a great season.
Yeah, Bobby Wagner and Armstrong. Wagner. Those two guys got to have a great game for me to get Saquon Barkley slowing down. We're not going to stop him. We're going to just have to slow him down. And, yes, I'm saying we until we take until something else happens in this game. But, yeah, I'm going to ride with the Commanders. They're playing on a high, and, hey, they're in the clouds. Fly high.
They are.
They're in the
they're playing on house money.
Yeah.
You know?
Got nothing to lose.
They are,
and
no.
the whole
Be
thing
aggressive.
Is, yeah, Dan Quinn's been here before. I mean, I know Dan Quinn's lost a big game, but I think it's time for him to show that we can get past those big moments. Because I got nervous when we got to that second half against the Lions and they scored a touchdown. I was like, oh, dang, Dan Quinn about to do the same thing he did against Tom Brady.
Uh-oh.
But at the same time, you got
28-3.
Got Cliff Kingsbury over there, and he's a great coordinator. I like him at coordinator.
He's a good
way
fit
more.
With
yeah.
Jaden.
Yeah, I like him.
That's a college offense is really the run.
Yeah.
It almost reminds me of we were talking about the Tennessee playbook where they almost have like two receivers on the sideline almost.
Or when Kingsbury was with Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
He was having the exact same success with the young mobile quarterback.
Right.
Now Murray's a lot shorter. It's a lot more challenging.
That's where I think
Daniels is a better athlete and like a better quarterback overall.
Yeah. And I think he makes better selection in the throws. And he's cool with running. He has 16 attempts in this game. I know it's not like what we want out of our quarterbacks, but at the same time, if he's not getting blown up and he's making smart decisions, take off.
But they're all safe runs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
All
right
his
there.
Runs,
yeah.
he just kind of leads himself out of bounds.
Yeah.
You know, and
he's not
like,
really taking big hits. He's Josh Allen where I'm about to go really run somebody over. He's like a finesse player. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say he's like a Patrick Mahomes in the middle and like a Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, like literally sitting that right in the middle for me, you know? And yeah, I think the Commanders are about to make their first little dip into this as the Commanders into the Super Bowl.
First time the organization's been to the NFC Championship game since 1991.
Yeah,
so Carter and Davis doesn't bother you up the middle.
I'm nervous, but again, I'm riding on the high. We in the clouds.
Doesn't matter.
We're gonna fly past.
We're just winning.
Jalen Daniels is the most poised rookie.
Oh yeah, he's sitting there like Aaron Glenn did against the Vikings.
I think that's the key though. Can that O line truly hold up to that Eagles defense, which is playing outstanding right now? I mean. Yeah, they let it slip a little bit against the Rams, but early on, they were absolutely dominant. I mean, So, other than Higbee, they couldn't handle Higbee for a minute.
Higbee had a nice little end of the season.
I know. He did.
Like three touchdowns out of four games.
So, with that, I mean, It's an interesting mix. We got four Commanders picks, rest are Eagles. We got four Chiefs. Nope. five Chiefs, the rest are Bills. So
how did we do last week? Other than you going one for?
Well, that's why I was like ignoring
he tried to get to that. He was going to say,
you want to talk about it, huh?
Kev, did you end up able to clip that one? I can't remember. The standings. Yeah, well, I'm not doing the overall for the season. The overall will be empty right
there. Do we have any 4-0s?
Yep. No 4-0s this week. A ton of 3-1s. Yeah. Rachel, Dom, Trey, Graham, Tyler, and Rob all went 3-1. 2-2s, Jake, Matt.
Puts me at
D'Angelo.
8-2 for the playoffs.
Okay. Remember, D'Angelo says right there, Lions by far, so don't forget that.
That's minus.
That should be a double. That should be a double loss.
right. Nope. Oh wait. Oh yeah. You just can't see it all. But yeah, if you look at the way bottom, does it go up at all? Oh, there it goes slowly. There it is. Lions by far, right there. I just wanted you guys to see that. And then
it's official now.
Yep, it's official
on the internet.
So let's see. Dan went 1-3. Ben went 1-3. And then I went 1-4. So
who'd you pick this week though?
Dude, I went 0-4. I picked everybody that didn't win, dog.
I know. So like, I'm trying to figure out who's not going to win this week.
Come on. So overall for the playoffs at the moment, Rob is your leader at 8-2.
When it matters.
Trey and Rachel both at 7-3.
Ooh,
I'm on your heels.
And then let's see, we got a couple 6-4s. Jake's in there. Tyler's in there. Dom is in there at 6-4. Then we got our 5-5s, Dan, Graham, Matt. Whew. And then there's a 2-2, D'Angelo, because he didn't give me his dang picks. Cody, 3-3, because he didn't give me his picks 1 week as well.
Well, they're mourning after.
And then, let's see. Yeah. And then I think that's everybody. Yeah. Comment,
subscribe.
Smelty's, comment, subscribe. Smelty's at 3-7. So with that, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, wherever you listen to the banner. You know, wherever it's, whether it's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Rachel, thanks for being on the show this week.
Thank you.
Dom, appreciate you coming up from your hour and a half drive to be here.
It's a blast every time, fellas.
We're in the work. I love it.
Rob, of course, as always.
And Tyler, you too, sir.
Yeah, here I am. We'll see you guys next week on Banner with the Boys Gridiron Updates.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.